Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Hey, pet pals, welcome to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Can I get a beat? Can I get a big me? Wow! Perfect. All right. We are not pussyfooting around on today's show. It's time to really, really celebrate cats. Our special guests today are here to do just that. We have Liz Sykes. She is the founder of the Virginia Cat Festival. And we also have two-time New York Times best-selling author and founder of House Panther, Kate Benjamin. Welcome, welcome, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, strap yourselves in. They're on the O-Behave show with me. And maybe Pet Safety Cat Casey will pop in, but he's looking from above, making sure everything is being done properly. We're going to find out what's going on at the Virginia Cat Festival, why you need to be there, and what's up with Kate Benjamin after we take this quick break. So you know the drill. Sit, purr. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I got two great gals on our show. These two are geniuses. I mean it, seriously. And they're kind of fun, and they're nice, and they love cats. Liz Sykes, and also is a repeat guest, Kate Benjamin. She has written not one, but two New York Times best-selling books, Catification and Catify to Satisfy. She's a genius who is also a designer and knows how to keep the cat happy and purring in your home. She is the founder of House Panther. That's H-A-U-S Panther. And it's been a minute since you've been back on the show, but welcome back, Kate.
Great. Always fun to talk to you.
Did you warn Liz about being a guest on my show?
I didn't. I feel like she just needs to jump right into the fire.
I'm ready.
So we've got some important news to share, and that is the second annual Virginia Cat Festival. Liz, tell everybody, there's only about 500,000, 700,000 people listening to you right now. So can you kind of tell us what's going on in end of October, beginning of November?
Yes, absolutely. It's the second annual festival, like Arden said, and it'll be held in Williamsburg, Virginia, on November 1st and 2nd, which is Halloween weekend. We think that's really good timing. Costumes are encouraged. So please dress, you know, your cat best.
To the feline nines. That's
Thank
what you,
you
wanted to say.
Yes, I needed a cat pun there. Thank you. Yes.
Well, Casey's going to come as Puss in Boots. He's going to make Antonio Banderas look like...
Amazing. Do you have a couple's costume, Arden?
You know, I'm not a real costume person.
Okay.
One, I went as a Dracula vampire victim, and I just put two red dots on my neck.
I'm pretty low key. I like Casey Takes
Creative.
Stage. But what is the Virginia Cat Festival, Liz? And can you give us the backstory? Because you and your team have done a lot of different events in the Northeast, but last year was a big one with the cats.
It was, yes. So the quickest way to say it is the Virginia Cat Festival is a celebration of all things cats for cat people. And so then people always say, well, what does that mean? What do you do at a cat festival? And so, well,
pick and groom.
Yes. Well, there will be vendors, of course, with the latest and greatest things for both the humans and the cats. There will be workshops to help you understand your cat better or understand how to support cats in the community. There's workshops on TNR and cat colony care, things like that. So people who are interested in learning more about those types of volunteer work can. There's also cat adoption. So if you're looking to add a new member to your family, maybe you'll find one at the festival. And then there's also just, we call them celebra cats that'll be wandering around. So that's like Pet Safety Cat Casey is a great example. These are cats that are used to being around large crowds and lots of people. And so there'll be plenty of opportunities to get some pets and cuddles in. And then we also have activities.
Cat videos, right?
We are going to screen the Cat Video Fest. Yes. And so, yeah, if anyone's not familiar with it, it's an annual reel of the latest and greatest internet cat videos. We all know that's the best thing to do on the internet, watch cat videos.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. I just posted one of Casey's again today, purring like a diesel engine on my YouTube. Yeah.
Amazing.
Definitely.
Yeah. And
that's where my college degree is going. Yeah. Yep. Got it.
Well, the other nice thing about the Cat Video Fest is that it's an annual thing done and they raise money for cats in need as well. So they ask for a portion of ticket sales to go to animal welfare organizations.
What's the group you're going to champion this time?
So we have 6 nonprofits that will be at the festival and each of them will receive a donation, a combination of a portion of ticket sales for the festival. And then we're also hosting a raffle during the festival and 100% of the raffle ticket proceeds will go to the 6 nonprofits. And they're all different animal welfare organizations in Virginia.
So how do we find out how to find out more information, Liz, so we can get our tail over there?
Yeah, you can find out everything you need to know at vacatfestival.com.
Okay. Now you landed a top cool cat as one of your presenters, and she's here with us right now. Kate Benjamin, you're coming from Arizona all the way to Virginia?
I am, and I'm so excited. I haven't been out to do many events this year. So I heard great things about the Virginia Cat Festival last year, and I'm very excited to be part of it this year.
So let me make sure I got my notes right. You are doing not one, but 2 talks. I love this first one, Catification 101, designing a home both for you and your cat will love, because you know you own the mortgage, but we know who really owns the house. And the other one is all about catios, everything you need to know to design the perfect catio. So let's get into the indoors first. Can you share a couple of tips? We don't want to spoil your talk, but really, the cat is living in the house more than we are. Come on, let's just face the feline facts.
Yeah, you have to give them all the things they need to really be a cat, right?
Yeah.
So they need to climb and perch. They need little hideaways where they can feel safe. They need soft surfaces and things that they can scratch on where they can leave their scent. Because all of these things are really about reducing stress and anxiety by letting them act out their natural behaviors. So I'm here to show you that you can do all of these things in a way that you actually like too.
And won't take a big bite out of your wallet, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's lots of tips and tricks for economical things and things that look cool, because if it doesn't look good, the people won't do it. And then the cats won't have what they need.
Yeah.
So my presentations are just kind of all about examples and inspiration and just lots of ideas that people can take and run with.
I wish you would have a show on HGTV. That would be my favorite show.
Ooh, that'd be a lot of work.
I'm sure they're listening. They're probably going to call you and sign a contract after that. But what about catios? Because in our house, we have 3 dogs and 2 cats. We have a screen back porch, and we don't call it a patio. We call it, because we got dogs and cats, we call it a petio.
Oh, nice. Yes.
That accoutrements for the cat when we can let them on a cool day, because it's Dallas, hang out with us in the patio. So what's a couple things about a catio you want to make sure that people pay attention to so it's safe for the cats and really giving them a feel of the outdoors without being, you know, outside unattended?
Yeah, it's a great way to extend your space. And catios can be anything from just a really small window box.
Oh,
all up to a giant room like you're talking about, like a screened in room where you can walk in and have chairs and places to spend time with the cats. So it really depends on your house. It depends on your budget, what you need.
What's a must-have in a catio, no matter the size?
Well, definitely climbing things, I think, because I like to use any sort of shelf or pole system that gets stuff off the ground, so it's easier to clean out there, too. Because remember, back to this whole idea of designing for both the human and the cat, you have to clean it, you have to live with it, so you want to make little decisions that make it easier. So lots of shelves or cat trees, things like that. Maybe a water feature, that's a fun place to put a water feature out on a catio if you've got that ability. Maybe some cat grass growing or some fresh catnip plants.
Yeah, cat grass. It's really good.
I love that. So it really brings the outdoors, you know, in and sort of gives them access to all of those outdoor fresh air, things like that, but in a safe way.
What is your kitty count now at your home in Arizona?
We have 11 here and we have a big catio.
And everybody that's going to tune into the YouTube, my Arden Moore one, her house is immaculate.
Well, maybe not all the time.
11. How are they doing?
Oh, they're all pretty good. I mean, we have a few.
Well, it's like siblings.
Bad apples. But yes. But it's always a learning experience, right?
Yeah. But don't you think this design is giving them, we talk about the physical need, but what about the mental enrichment it gives cats that live indoors?
Yeah, that's a huge piece of the environmental enrichment, is that it keeps them stimulated, not just physically, but also mentally, so that they have different levels to sort of peruse the environment. They have things they can play with to simulate hunting, things that they would do if they were outside, but all inside in a safe way.
What about you, Liz? Do you have 11 cats?
I just have one. And who is your one and only?
Yes, yes. And his name is Otis. He's a tuxedo cat. He's very shy around strangers, but he's slowly been opening up more, which is exciting to see. He's 3 now. And I recently got him a floor-to-ceiling cat tree. So Ooh. That's been really fun. Yeah, it took about 2 weeks before he, you know, stopped being suspicious of it and decided it was a good thing.
So I guess he's not going to be an ambassador at the Virginia Cat Festival. He'll be home?
He'll be home, yes. And this is one of the things I was thinking about, because Arden, you're so unique having pet safety cat Casey, who you can take anywhere. Most cat owners can't take their cats anywhere, so we can't find each other in public, you know? And so it's not like when you walk your dog, everybody sees your dog. So
yeah, that's true. Well, we'll figure out a way to improve that feline friendship circle. Hey, everybody, we are listening and so jazzed to have on our show today Kate Benjamin, one of the key speakers at the Virginia Cat Festival, and here telling us a little bit about that Virginia Cat Festival and her shy cat, Otis, is one of the creators of it, and that is Liz Sykes. We're going to dive into some of the cool things and people that are going to be there, so you got to be there, after we take this quick break. So sit, purr, we'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash. Right after these messages.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com. OBehave.com.
Hi, this is Jim Davis, the creator of Garfield, urging you to listen to the OBehave show with Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio.
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to OBehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the OBehave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I love these gals. We have Liz Sykes, one of the co-founders of the founders. I don't know what your fancy title is, Liz, but you were one of the geniuses behind the creation of the Virginia Cat Festival. And also we have Kate Benjamin, who's written two New York Times best-selling books with a buddy named Jackson Galaxy. Both of them together co-authored, is that right?
Yep.
All right. So yeah, I've got to give proper attribution. Catification and Catify to Satisfy. So let's let the cat out of the bag. Liz, what role is pet safety cat Casey and Arden Moore going to play? You were a glutton for punishment. You invited us back after your inaugural festival.
Yeah, because we had so much fun and so did the attendees. Everybody was just in such high spirits after your workshop last year. Arden gave a workshop on wit. Pet safety cat Casey, of course, about...
I had everybody doing the Heimlich maneuver on their own bellies.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. And so you all will talk about cat health again this year, right? About diet and then also first aid.
One is plunge into cat first aid in a perfect way. And for those three people on the planet that do not know, I will say that pet safety cat Casey is an orange tabby, a therapy cat, and probably the hardest working safety cat on the planet. He has been with me by car, by plane, to do behavior and safety talks. And then there's something called Zoom. So we have given veterinary approved classes all over the world. And so I remember last year he wore a cowboy hat at your meet and greet. And people were walking in, stumbling in. And Liz, tell me what happened.
Well, it was funny because it was kind of a slow process to get into the building. And so everyone's kind of craning their necks, trying to figure out why it's so slow to get in the building. And then you see them come up to the door and their face just lights up because they see Casey in his cowboy hat. And of course, everyone wants to stop and give him some pets and take a photo. So I think it was a payoff that everybody was happy about.
He was a showstopper. Yeah, he is. And the other one, for many years, I did the nutrition column for Catster Magazine. And so I'm going to do another talk this year called What's Eating You, Kitty? And it's talking a little bit about some ways that we can keep them nice and healthy and have good food without breaking your bank. But I do feel honored that we're going and we're actually driving from Dallas to Virginia. But my sister, Deb, hey, Deb, you listen to the show. You just got your name on the show. And Casey and I are driving from Dallas to Virginia. We're taking our time. And it's a sister road trip. And then we're going to see my niece and nephew, Chrissy and Lucas. And they're going to help you out again, if that's okay, Liz. So now you've got my sister, too. You got the whole family helping out.
Amazing. Yeah, we're thrilled.
So we have some others that we want to give a shout out to. So, Liz, there's a pretty cool rapper. There's a comedian. And this gentleman has been on my show, Cowboy Cat Wrangler Bob Lynch. So tell us about the cat rapper and the comedian, because I want people to come.
Yeah, we're really excited. So Mosho the Cat Rapper, he is all about inspiring people, spreading good vibes. He makes up raps about his cats. He has five. And so they're frequent guests and collaborators in his music videos. And yeah, he's just really fun. So he will be there at the festival. People can meet him. He also has merch you can buy. And then the comedian Drennan Davis. Yeah, so he's been in comedy for many years. And he's sort of an accidental cat influencer because he had cats and started making videos about them, business cats, giving advice. And as you can imagine, that took off. And so now his cats are frequent features of his social media channel that everyone really enjoys.
So with Bob Lynch, the cowboy wrangler, Drennan Davis, and Mosho, you have just proved that real men love cats. So you're having cat daddies.
Yes. We're very excited to have some cat dads in the lineup.
So none of us are cat daddies, but I'm going to ask you both, do you got a favorite, bad, fun cat joke like a dad would tell, a dad joke? Oh, brain's working fast. Come on, Liz, you got one?
I do have one. Okay. Dogs can't take x-rays, but cats can.
Oh, do you have one, Kate?
Nothing that I can think of.
Well, Kate channeled her inner Kate Benjamin to me right now, so I am going to give Kate's joke on behalf of her.
Okay.
How's that?
Yes.
Do you know why cats don't play poker in the jungle? Too many cheetahs.
Kate, that was brilliant. Brilliant.
I love it. Brilliant. So, Kate, I know this will be your first festival here, and you've been in the cat world. Wow. Tell us a little bit about House Panther. What is that? That's your company you founded back in 2007.
Yes. So, yeah, way back in 2007, I was working at a children's product company that did kind of modern, cool children's products. And I sort of had this realization, how come nobody is talking about cool stuff for cats and cat parents? So I started a blog, and it's all about like interesting, beautiful, functional design. So environments and products and everything you need to live with a cat. So it has evolved over the years to be kind of a lifestyle brand. So I have an online presence on social media and on my website where I write about just everything I can find for cats. And then I design my own line of products and I collaborate with other companies. And I wrote the two books with Jackson and did a lot of catification work with him. And I started doing a lot of shelter work in the last few years as well. So shelters and cat cafes, things like that. So it's really just about inspiring people to do what they need to do in their homes to give their cats what they need in a way that they want to celebrate something that they love. So lots of ideas and inspiration and products and things. And it's a nice community of sort of like-minded, design-conscious cat people.
So what do you think the life is like for cats in 2025 versus when you started it in 2007?
Big difference. So I used to have to search for cool things to write about, and now I can't keep up. Right. Because it started off with just small companies and individual designers. And now all of the big players, the big companies that do lots of pet products, have beautiful things for cats in different styles and different price points. You can find whatever you need. And that's when you're just purchasing it. In addition to that, people have posted amazing DIYs now with social media, which wasn't around when I started.
Yep.
You know, people are sharing really cool DIY stuff that they did. So really, there's no excuse.
Good.
Anymore.
I like that. I like
you know,
that.
People have to do it.
And Liz, tell people your background, because you boldly entered the feline spectrum last year with the Virginia Cat Festival, but this isn't your first festival or first event. What's your background?
Yes, it's not our first event. My business partner, Adam, and I have been doing event production for about 15 years now. And we frequently work in the city of Williamsburg, who is the sponsor of this event. And the reason they are sponsoring a cat festival is that we pitched it to them. They were looking for different ideas of ways to attract visitors to Williamsburg and also create a more vibrant community for people that live there. And, you know, when you think of Williamsburg, most people think of colonial Williamsburg. You think of the history, but there's actually a lot more going on there. And so we thought, hey, you know, we want to do something that's unique and will motivate people to travel, to come for the event. And we really think that it's cats. And so...
So you just heard Kate, you know, Kate, you're hearing what Liz is saying. Liz is doing something pioneerish, if that's such a word. What do you think about her taking a colonial, well-named city, Williamsburg, and saying, let's get catty? What do you think of her genius idea?
It's great. I mean, it sounds like it was an incredibly successful event last year. And I think every city needs its own cat festival, right? Because each one will be unique to that city. And like you said, create local community. So I think that's a huge piece of it.
All right. So we have to, again, quickly, Liz, tell us the dates and why we need to come to the Virginia Cat Festival.
Yes. The dates are November 1st and 2nd, Halloween weekend. You can find all the information and tickets at theacatfestival.com. And we want you all to come just to celebrate cats, because we all love cats and our pets. And it's just nice to have space to celebrate that and connect with other people.
All right. And your thoughts coming all the way from Arizona, Kate?
I'm excited. And I love that it's on Halloween weekend because I will actually be bringing, because I'll have a booth as well. And I'll have some of my sort of witchy Halloween cat toys and earrings and stuff for cat lovers. So I can't wait.
I will be pushing a pet stroller with pet safety cat Casey, probably dressed up as Puss in Boots, if he tolerates it, all around, because we went everywhere in that stroller. Do you remember that last year, Liz?
Yes, people loved it.
Yeah. He's going through the cobblestone streets of Williamsburg, Kate, going, hey. He knows a lot of things, and he's never met a stranger or a strange place. I do steer him a little bit away from the cat booths, though, because confession time, Casey loves people. Casey loves dogs. Cats, not so much. So he tolerates his brother, Rusty the performer, but he's like, I'm here for the two-leggers. So he just has to tell you he's not perfect, Liz. Is that okay?
It's absolutely fine. And you know, he's pretty close to perfect, I must say. He was very well behaved last year.
So if you could have a feline superpower, I'm going to ask you, we asked all our guests, Liz, what would be your feline superpower and why?
Oh, I would love to be able to purr because it's like the most soothing sound ever. And when my cat's purring, you know, I just love to cuddle him close. So I think that's a really nice thing to be able to do.
Yeah, because they're the only ones that can purr inhaling and exhaling, right? So get your purr on. Get your purr on, Liz Sykes. How about you, Kate?
Well, I mean, in general, who doesn't want to fly? And so the way cats can sort of gracefully leap through the air, it's like they're flying. So, you know, if I was that athletic, that would be nice.
Can you imagine you're on a crowded street and you could just leap up and bypass everything? Wouldn't that be awesome? Why doesn't Superman have a cat? Why is it a dog now? I think we need to get busy on that. I think the next Superman, Marvel, you listening? We should have Superman paired with a super cat. What do you guys, ladies? You ready for it?
Absolutely.
Super cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, I have been honored and delighted to have on our show today two dynamos. We have Liz Sykes, one of the co-founders of the Virginia Cat Festival. Mark your dates, November 1st and 2nd in Williamsburg, Virginia. And also the amazing Kate Benjamin, author, designer, cool cat herself. So we're going to vacatfestival.com and hauspanther.com. I have some big news, humbly. Our O Behave Show, which is the longest running pet podcast on the planet on the air since 07, was recently selected as number 3 as the best pet podcast. I won't tell you who number 1 and 2 is. Just think about us. We're very happy to be number 3. And I want to acknowledge my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio, August's biggest pet radio network on the planet. The other thing is my superpower is pet safety. I team up with pet safety cat Casey, pet safety dog Kona, and we teach veterinary approved first aid classes 3 ways now. Oh, Kate, you're going to love this genius. In person, via interactive Zoom, and 2 months ago, we launched 2 self-paced online courses for certification, a cat dog course and a cat only class. And trust me, Casey and Kona have some humorous moments in those classes. This is not a boring self-paced class, I promise you. In fact, I'm doing the Heimlich on Casey during one of the course segments, and he looks up at me and he starts yawning. And I'm like, am I boring you, Casey? And he's like, well, you know, I've kind of done this 1,000 times. So you will not fall asleep in my self-paced courses, I promise. So go to Pet First Aid for you. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just 2 words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.